Hi, Shabbat Shalom. It's Reuben Abrahimov, the Haftorah man. This week's Parsha, Shmos. So what's the Haftorah about? We are taking it from the book of Yeshayahu, Isaiah. And he's going to tell us what's going to happen to the Jewish people in the Messianic age. So let's learn a little bit about who he was. This man, after Moshe Rabbeinu, was the greatest prophet of all time. He prophesied for many, many years. He lived till he was 120. He was born with a Brit Milah, the Midrash says. And he was able to see the Ma'aseh Merkava, God's heavenly chariot. So this is a most spiritually tuned man. He was a Kohen as well as a Navi. So he had access to the Beit HaMikdash. He was familiar with, figuratively, Capitol Hill. So this man lived, it depends who you ask, but let's say round numbers, about 2,600 years ago. The first Beit HaMikdash was still standing. He has more Haftorahs than any other man. About 80 Haftorahs are read, and about 20 of them come from Yeshayahu. So he quoted the whole summer after Tisha B'Av, Shivat and Rechemta, all Yeshayahu. If you read his work, the poetry, the language is beautiful. Even if it gets translated, most authors, when they get translated into another language, it loses its taste, not Yeshayahu. What's his name? Yeshayahu. God is our Savior. This is again that your people, that the parents that named him, who his parents were, his father was Amoz, a Navi, and he also is in the line of the 55 recorded prophets that we have. Now let's hear a little bit about the Haftarah. It starts off talking about Habaim Yashreish Yaakov. So here you have the connection, a mention of Yaakov. There's always a connection to the Parsha. Next, we see that the Israelites are going to take root in the land of Israel. God brought us out of Egypt, and God doesn't forget about what happened. Watch how you have this onomatopoeia in the book of Yeshayahu. Amakat makehu hikahu im kehereg harugav horeg ba-bam, ba-bam, ba-ba. In the cadence of the text, you see, you think God is going to forget how the Egyptians treated his people? What they did to us, he's going to return to them. Continuing on, you have that Yeshayahu is commanding that the people of the 10 tribes straighten out their act. What act? Idol worshiping. Unacceptable. What does he tell them to do? Smash the idols. Again, this whole smashing and crushing concept that they're speaking about over here. And that they have to dry out all of this land. Yavesh. It's going to be all dried up, this idol worshiping. Then what happens in the future? You have Vahayaba Yomahu, what day? Yitakab shofar gadol, this great sound of a shofar was blown. And now the singing Haftorah man. Vevau ha'uvdim be'eretz Ashur, vehanidachim me'eretz Mitzrayim, vehishtachavu l'Hashem behar HaKodesh, .. b'Yerushalayim. What's going to happen? The Jewish people that were exiled are going to be returned to the land of Israel. And they're going to be carried home to their homeland. Where? Yerushalayim, where we will celebrate. So the words of Yeshayahu are tremendously inspiring. On to Perek Chof Ches, chapter 28. And that the 10 tribes are being warned that they are their behavior is going to result in the punishment. And that these people are going to be trampled. Why? They were drunk. They did not use their time. A lot of people run out to Kiddush Club when the Haftorah is read. You could drink, you could pray. You can't do the two at the same time. You have to be straight when you're talking to God. And that now we see that the day will come that the Jewish people are going to rise up again. And that when they rise up again, they will stay up again. And it says, the people that drank so much, they vomited on the table, they relieved themselves. It was disgusting. And God said, you have to clean out that. But he says to the Navi, who's going to explain it to them? How is he going to explain it to them? It says, Kitzav latzav, kav lakav. You don't blow up when you see something you don't like. You don't scream. It's a lesson to us. Slowly, slowly, quietly, quietly, we speak to someone who we care about, that we're trying to get through to them. And we try to correct their behavior and help them to stay in the right direction. Shabbat Shalom. Better days are coming. Take care.